trapped and tied up in the toaster oven. I can't see too much until the powdered jelly donut approaches and starts asking questions. She said, "Sesame seed bun, what have you done? You've sabotaged the croissants, donut men, and loafs." I admitted that I had spread a thin layer of my butter stash on a few bagels, but that was it. He knew I was lying, and then Mr. Pumpernickel himself entered the toaster. He said, "Sesame seed bun? I've had three, count 'em, three biscuits burned to a crisp in the past 9 yeast years. Your seeds have been reported on every crime scene. Now you better start talking." I said, "Mr. Pumpernickel, in my days I've seen so many donuts and coffee cakes burned or bleed jelly, but that doesn't make me the margarine here." Pumpernickel called in his two English muffin guards from outside. They came in with steel rods in their hands. Mr. Pumpernickel told them to start picking my seeds off, one bun at a time. He said, "Now, sesame seed bun, you better start to beg for mercy before I report your cornbread to the hot dog buns in the big house." And with that, the two cornbreads began jabbing me with their rods. Strawberry jam began to leak from my loaf. I said, "All right, you have my attention. What do you want?" Mr. Pumpernickel called off his muffins and pulled up a chair. He said, "Tell me where the garlic bread came from and how many there were." I said, 14. He said, "That was a trick question, sesame seed bun. There are 14 slices in a loaf, so that doesn't make any sense." I said, "No, that doesn't make any sense." Then he got pissed off and stood up. He shouted, "Bagel for mercy, sesame seed bun!" I said, "I stand by my word. I wouldn't lie to a fellow end piece of the loaf, which no one likes anyway." He said, "So let it be." And with that, the two English muffins tucked me away under the coils of the toaster, making sure I would burn every time and I would never get out. Now I lay here, burned and smeared. Ethnicity in Octafield is inevitable for the impossible entity, which is marsupials. Remember that phrase next time you're smeared with garlic bread butter.